Welcome to this Investec Specialist Bank podcast. The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.
South Africa saw the release of its first quarter GDP growth figures today, and unfortunately they recorded quite a poor outcome, falling by 2.2% on the quarter, CC adjusted and annualized. But the key reason for this was the substantial base effect experienced because the fourth quarter of last year saw economic growth of above 3%. As a consequence, if it were not for this base effect, we would actually have had an economic growth rate of close to zero today.
That was Annabel Bishop, Investec's chief economist, joining us today to talk about the latest economic growth figures for South Africa. Annabel, is this bad news? Should we be panicking?
I think there's a number of factors that go into this. One of the key issues really is the economic growth that's expected to lift this year on the back of confidence levels is probably going to rather come through in the second quarter. Bear in mind the confidence readings were taken later in the first quarter. They weren't taken right at the start. And of course, a lot of the economic activity that happened in the first quarter of this year was on the back of plans that were made in the fourth and third quarter of last year when political uncertainty was high, confidence levels were very suppressed. And of course, lastly as well, moving into this first quarter now, we've also seen a surprise downward move in production from the agricultural side, and due to the enormous drop in agricultural figures, even though the weighting's quite small, this did have a pull down effect. Of course, the other two areas suppressing the GDP growth from the primary sector is mining, and that came off quite sharply as well. In the secondary sector, we saw manufacturing coming off quite significantly, and then lastly, of course, trade sales in the last sector, the third sector, services sector, also having a suppressing effect.
But what would you say was the key cause leading to this outcome?
Look, I think certainly if we unpack further the details of GDP outcome, you can see in particular that mining and manufacturing really had big negative contributions, 0.8 either way. But on the other hand, we had some positive contributions from finance, governance, personal services. Really, I think it's just a weak first quarter. We can't actually base the rest of the year on. We expect the rest of the year we'll see a lift up in economic growth. We're looking for close to 2% for the year. And of course, it's just one of those situations where you do tend to often get a negative outcome because of significant base effects, and that's really what did affect the retail sales in the main. And of course, also in terms of mining and manufacturing as well. Remember last year we had very good growth rates, averaging almost around 2.5% for the last three quarters of the year on that massive upward lift that we saw both from the recovery of the drought and of course also the lift in commodity prices and increased production and exports. The first quarter now saw a significant drop in exports, and of course that's not unusual for the first quarter. It's a seasonal aspect. Combine it with a big growth rate in the end of the fourth quarter and you probably are going to get this dip.
Can you just take us through then what to expect for the rest of the year in terms of GDP growth?
Throughout the rest of the year, we actually expect to see better GDP outcomes led very much by the consumer and the retail side. Indeed, household financial consumption expenditure actually increased by 1.5% in the first quarter of 2018. And that's a fairly good growth rate compared to the fact that it was lower at previous points. But I think looking forwards now, we expect this retail sector to continue to lift. The reason I say that is it's very key that we actually have got the consumer confidence figures that came out that really indicated quite substantially to us that consumers have a much better outlook going forward. So very much happier about the future prospects they have for income, for earning, for employment, and of course therefore feeling a little bit more confident about buying the more expensive items, which are your durable goods, some non-durables, and even perhaps looking at more expensive services. So this type of uplift in confidence should create momentum and should drive on a fundamental basis expenditure in South Africa, which in turn of course will stimulate demand for domestic goods, and of course can provide some uplift to manufacturing. So we think we're probably going to see some internally driven economic growth coming through for the rest of this year. But bear in mind, a lot of what happened in the first quarter of this year was probably due to confidence levels still being fairly suppressed in the previous few quarters. Maybe a key point as well is the leading indicator that's come out recently from the Reserve Bank is also pointing to an upward lift for this year. And that's quite important because it's very accurate in most times, and it often looks 6 months out. So a good first quarter reading, Q1 18 reading for the leading indicator, indicates that by the third quarter of this year, we should have much stronger growth. And of course, we also saw that for the fourth quarter leading indicator as well, coming through last year, indicating the second quarter is again likely to do better.
And of course, Annabelle, these figures come at a time when the US-led trade war is hotting up again. And what will this mean for South Africa? While Brexit is now also in renewed focus and will have trade implications. And of course, South Africa's primary import is oil. And with increased tensions in the Middle East and other geographical areas, how do you see the risk for South Africa's economy?
So I think it's quite key for us to have a look at all these global risks in conjunction with the year ahead, particularly for South Africa, as we are a primary commodity exporter. You know, we export a lot of iron ores, of course, iron and steel quite key for us, aluminium as well. And quite interestingly, CIFA has recently said that these tariffs that the United States is looking to impose on South Africa, so 25% on aluminium and 10% exports of steel from South Africa into the US, could actually have a negative impact of up to 3 billion rand on South Africa's exports, so quite key, with several thousand jobs also being at risk. So I think the developments of global trade relationships are very important, and particularly for South Africa, given that the tariffs that are coming in are on our primary exports. Having a look at primary imports, of course, oil is our biggest import, and that's key for us as well in South Africa, given that there's been a fairly substantial increase in tensions both in the Middle East and elsewhere geographically, which has pushed up the oil price quite substantially. Of course, as well, a higher oil price does bode well for the United States in terms of its ability to frack out oil. And of course, for us in South Africa, it's a negative because a higher oil price, especially if combined with rand weakness, substantially increases our petrol price, which in turn pushes up inflation quite dramatically and could eventually result in further interest rate increases if sustained. Indeed, we've had almost a 2 rand per litre increase in the petrol price so far, obviously with the one coming in on Wednesday this week, and that's going to push up our petrol price in South Africa to a historic high. Also on the trade front as well, if we have a look at Brexit, that's increasingly coming to the fore once again now, as by March 2019, the United Kingdom will have to exit the EU as per its Brexit vote. Of course, it may decide to push this further down the line. Of course, a lot of the decisions are being proposed to be delayed even after 2021. But nevertheless, if they choose to have a hard Brexit, which is to break with the European Union, of course, the United Kingdom will have to look to re-establish trade relationships if it's going to have a hard Brexit. Looking at a soft Brexit in turn would mean that it would try and attempt to replicate or keep as many of the trading relationships that it has with the European Union as possible, but of course would lose a lot of the ability to dictate terms having exited the EU. And of course the costs of setting up trade itself, establishing borders electronically to prevent smuggling and to look at all the taxes that go along with it would be very costly as well. So I think we probably are going to be in a fairly volatile period in the middle of this year. So what I'm really saying is that June and July, August could see further volatility. We've already had substantial rand weakness on the back of many of these factors that I've mentioned, including also furthermore concerns about increased sovereign risk because of the possibility of Italy now exiting the European Union as well. So under many pseudonyms, but Quitterly may be perhaps one of the easiest ones to say. And of course, that's also negatively affected the domestic currency as well. So we're expecting to see probably more volatility and currency weakness in the middle two quarters of this year. That can be positive for South Africa's exports and trade. But of course, the whole story does obviously become quite complicated. Moving towards the end of the year, we think things will subside down again as they usually do, and the currency could strengthen somewhat, and we could have perhaps a slightly more stable environment.
An interesting year ahead for us locally and internationally. Thank you for your insights, Annabelle. I'm Linya Rosello. Thank you for tuning into this podcast brought to you by Investec. For more of our podcasts and economic commentary by Annabelle Bishop, visit our website at www.investec.com.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.